That's President Bush speaking from Jackson Square in New Orleans, a speech that lasted just about 22 minutes. It started with the president talking about days of sorrow and outrage, recapping some of the scenes of Americans calling out for food and water, people left at the mercy of criminals, bodies of the dead lying uncovered and untended in the street, but ending on this note of the New Orleans jazz funeral and the spirit of triumph that follows the mourning. And somewhere in the middle of all that, Don Gagne, NPR White House correspondent, a laundry list of specific proposals that the president wants to see Congress pass.
Indeed, he talked about the commitment that people can count on from the federal government. He said that the infrastructure will be rebuilt, and most of that will be paid for by the federal government. He said that this is an unprecedented storm, and it's going to require this huge reconstruction effort, and that the U.S. will do what it needs to help cities and communities and regions really rebuild. The one initiative, the first one that he mentioned, was something called the Gulf Opportunity Zone. And again, it's New Orleans, it's Louisiana, it's Mississippi, it's Alabama.
And this is designed for businesses, tax breaks for businesses.
Exactly. And creating incentives for businesses to hire people. It'll be low interest loans and guaranteed loans. And the one at this point, the president sounded very much like things that we've heard him say over the course of 4 years in office and a number of campaigns. That the jobs are created by entrepreneurs, and the entrepreneurial spirit is what will help these country regions come back. So they're setting up a system to really help businesses get back on their feet. Yeah. and to flourish.
Also in here, Don, some programs that he's talking about to help workers and also to help rebuild housing.
The Urban Homesteading Act he announced tonight, and he says there are so many people who just won't be able to come back to their homes. He talked about 250,000 homes in the New Orleans area alone. So what he is proposing here is for the federal government to identify property in the region that is owned by the federal government. They will donate that. They'll give it to people free of charge. It would be handed out through some sort of a lottery system. And the only stipulation would be that people would have to agree to get a mortgage or get some assistance through a charitable organization or something and build on it. So that was the second main thing he pointed out.
Done along with this forward-looking proposals, there was also a section of his speech where the president was essentially admitting fault, talking about the poor response to what had happened and talking about a review, trying to ensure that something like this could not happen again in the way that the government responded.
He did not endorse the notion that that a lot of Democrats and many others have been calling for of an outside independent commission, something like the commission that investigated the 9/11 terror attacks. But he did say, this is how he put it, I want to know all the facts about the government response to the hurricane. He did say it was not a normal hurricane and that the normal disaster relief system that was in place was not equal to it. But again, he said that the government was not up to it as they do need to be. So and this was the president's one mention of 9/11 in the speech. He said 4 years after the frightening experience of 9/11, Americans have a right to expect more. And he called on Congress and said that there'll be a complete review to make preparing for this kind of a disaster or one that is a terrorist attack to make sure plans are in place that are comprehensive so we won't see what we have seen in the last couple of weeks again.
And again, Don, the president talking about embarking on what he's calling one of the largest reconstruction efforts that the world has ever seen.
Yes. And again, he was trying to speak in very large terms. This is a president who has been criticized from the beginning of this crisis for not acting urgently enough, for not recognizing the scope of the problem quickly enough, for not making sure the federal government was there on the scene immediately, doing all it can do, cutting through red tape, whatever. So he is clearly trying to kind of reestablish himself here 17 days or so after the hurricane as being in a strong leadership position, seeing the big picture and telling the country where we need to go in dealing with this.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne, thanks very much.
My pleasure.